This election season, Vermont's prison system brought political candidates inside one of its facilities to answer questions from incarcerated people. Vermont Public's Michaela Lafrac attended the event.
I'm waiting to go through the metal detector at Southern State Correctional Facility in Springfield. In front of me is Congresswoman Becca Ballant talking to a guard.
Right there.
201.
That's okay. The door you're going to go through after you get a visitor's ID.
We're here for a first-of-its-kind candidate forum inside the prison. Vermont is one of the only places in the country where incarcerated people can vote. Maine and Washington, D.C. are the other two.
This gives an opportunity for us to celebrate that we have the right to vote for incarcerated folks in Vermont.
Corrections Commissioner Nicholas Demmel.
But also the opportunity for them to ask questions of candidates that are running for office that they can vote on. I hope this is the first of many now that we do in years out.
They invited major party candidates in Vermont's races for U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and governor. Three candidates said yes: Congresswoman Becca Ballant, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Esther Charleston, and Gerald Malloy, a Republican challenging Bernie Sanders for his Senate seat. Here's Malloy.
Well, bottom line, I think everybody gets a second chance. I think that's kind of the whole idea behind prison. Come in, you know, pay your dues, come back out into society, hopefully having learned some things, and be a productive member of society.
The audience starts filing in. The event is in the prison's visitor room. There's correction staff, a couple reporters, and about 30 incarcerated people. They're wearing sneakers and blue uniforms with long-sleeved white shirts underneath. They submitted questions in advance. The Deputy Secretary of State moderates.
I'm going to take a question that actually came from these folks here, which is, I thought it was such a great question, insightful. What can we do to keep young people from entering the criminal justice system?
Malloy brings up securing the borders to reduce the fentanyl supply. Ballant talks about fighting for federal funding for programs that support reentry and low-income families. Charleston voices her concern for Vermont's vulnerable children.
And really making sure that no kid is falling between the cracks. So education would be the way I would go about it. Really see the students who are struggling, are they getting what they need?
Overall, the forum is really civil. All the participants are running in different races. The only point of tension comes during a conversation about affordable housing. Gerald Malloy criticizes Democratic state legislators for overriding Governor Phil Scott's veto of a land use bill. Ballant, a former state senator, pushes back.
But he vetoed it, but it was overridden. And frankly, I think that's wrong because he's elected Republican governor, top of the pile there for elected officials.
Three co-equal branches.
Yes, right.
Throughout the event, corrections staff repeatedly tell me that one of their goals is to support ballot access for whoever is interested. But they didn't have any data to share. The state doesn't track voter turnout in its correctional facilities. Independent researchers found that about 13% of incarcerated Vermonters voted in the 2016 elections, compared to 65% of all eligible residents. Congresswoman Ballant wants both those numbers to go up.
I think it's really important that we go wherever the voters are. And I know that traditionally the turnout rate for incarcerated people in Vermont is very low, and if I can do anything to help bring that up, I want to do that.
Due to scheduling issues with the candidates, the forum takes place less than 2 weeks from Election Day. That means all the incarcerated people would have already needed to submit their absentee ballots before the event. Some attendees aren't aware of this. One man I talked to is still under the impression that he has time to vote. He does not. But most of the incarcerated people I talked to, like Josh and Michael, have already mailed in their ballots.
I think it's important that we have a say because we're going to be released into society and they make decisions on reform in jail.
I think it's a great showing by the candidates to come out and spend their time doing this. We matter, our opinions matter, our votes matter, and that we can still make a difference.
After we chat for a couple minutes, it's time to go. Josh and Michael head back through a door on the left toward the rest of the prison complex. And the political candidates leave through a door on the right, off to more stops on the campaign trail. For Vermont Public, I'm Michaela Lafrac.